You have to make a decision about global climate change. What do you need to know to be informed enough to, you know, to sort of make a decision that you can feel comfortable with? And
though skepticism about human-driven climate change persists, there are a few things about climate change that any modern citizen should be able to agree on, mainly carbon dioxide. At this year's Comer Abrupt Climate Change Conference, I had a chance to speak to some of the attending scientists about the public perception of climate change and about the effects that carbon dioxide has on the Earth's atmosphere.
So I think one thing that escapes common attention is that it is warming because there are more greenhouse gases, CO2 in particular, and that those essentially trap infrared radiation. They prevent heat from being radiated out.
Atmospheric physicist William Boos is an assistant professor at Yale University, and he believes that understanding the effect of carbon dioxide in the Earth's atmosphere makes the cause of global warming clear.
But, you know, there is actually a very simple, fundamentally sound reason why we would expect the Earth to warm.
Yeah.
Klaus Lochner is a physicist and a professor of geophysics at Columbia University and has received a lot of attention for his involvement in developing technology that would remove carbon from the atmosphere.
The conclusion is that no matter how you look at it, sooner or later you will have to stabilize the CO2 in the atmosphere at some level. It practically means we have to drop back in CO2 emissions to practically nothing.
Like Lochner, geochemist Sydney Hemming believes that rising levels of carbon dioxide are a serious problem.
It's physics. It's not arguable that CO2 is a greenhouse gas. It seems like to me that there's no question that CO2 is rising.
Though there are natural variations in the Earth's climate, and there is scientific dispute over general factors like timescale and magnitude, Hemming says that the physics of carbon dioxide's effect is sound.
We can talk about, well, maybe it got colder, maybe there's natural cycles and all that, but in the end, if you believe that the physics that says that, you know, CO2 is going to absorb the wavelengths that the Earth is going to send back towards space, then you pretty much have to accept that raising that constituent is going to raise temperature.
Yeah.
Knowing that carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas, how can a conscious society ignore the need to reduce carbon dioxide emissions? This is Eric Scalak reporting for the Medill News Service.